Welcome to another edition of Believe in Chargers with the incredible, indomitable spirit of Lorenzo Neal. Matt Money Smith here, a four-time All-Pro, whatever the number is. It's impressive. The multiple Pro Bowls, the all-decade team, Chargers legend, Lorenzo Neal. I see you got it on your head, Lo. I was wearing it yesterday in the water because the sun was out. Love melon hats. I have been wearing melon hats, just speaking personally, for me, years. My wife got me one, I think, 2 years ago or maybe 3 years ago from a birthday because I spent so much time in the water. You load up with the sunscreen, and that's essentially their big surfer cap because the water does not damage them. It doesn't lose shape. They float if they fall off because you eat it and you get a little too aggressive in that wave. They are built to last five times longer than any other hat. They're great hats. It's M-E-L-I-N. I cannot recommend them enough. It is antimicrobial properties. That's why it doesn't break down. And as someone who sweats a lot, you get that little salt rim when you wear it. And you know it, Lo, because where you live.
I got that big melon, and this thing just fits on my, it makes my head even look smaller. I mean, I love these melon, and I got the melon, and these hats are absolutely amazing. And I'm telling you, money, like you said, the sweat, when I start sweating, and I hate it, now they look at that little white sweat line in your hat, and you're like, oh, God, and people think, oh, look at that hat, it looks just so grimy. These do not, and I sweat all the time. We're looking pretty, we're looking pretty good, money. We're looking pretty good, baby.
I got a pebble head, so understand, I had a small, this is a great cap. I love it so much. I was just wearing it in the water yesterday because the sun
looks good.
Was out.
It looks good on you too, money. It looks good on you. You don't bad. You look good on it.
Love them. Comfort, fit. They're comfortable as all get out. Cannot recommend them enough. They got snapbacks. I think you're wearing a snapback right now because I have that same hat, Lo, as well. This is the little strap for guys that have small heads like I do. That fits really well. And again, cannot recommend them enough. And right now, this is the big deal, folks. 30% off. These hats never go on sale. 30% off is a big deal because they are a premium item. So you're going to pay a premium price for something that is constructed this well and is going to last you longer than any hat you've ever owned. But right now, they're big Charger fans. They're local guys and they're big Charger fans. And that's why we're doing it. So hit up Melin, MELIN.com/Chargers. That's MELIN.com/Chargers. And you're going to get 30% off. And that is a big deal because these things do not go on sale. So we're stoked that they want to be part of the pod, that they love the pod. They love the bolts. The code's going to expire in 30 days. So give them a look. They get huge thumbs up for both of us. And we're proud to be partnered with them. Yeah.
Love it.
Let's get a little bit more in here, Lo, before we move on. Talked about Cam. I want to just kind of get with the Jim Nagy stuff and put a button on it. Cam Hart. Mature enough to transition quickly. Won't be surprised if he earns the starting role outside as a rookie. And then Aboigbe, the defensive tackle. Versatile 4-eye, 5-tech. Can play locked out at point of attack. Aligned up and down the Bama front. Immediately a solid depth level run downs player. So talking about a 4th rounder, 5th rounder, 6th rounder, 7th rounder. That's the review. And then obviously the 2nd rounder says he thinks that Ladd McConkey can be Herbert's go-to guy. So great evaluations from our friend Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl and gets to see a lot of talented people get through there.
Yeah, and you love to hear that. You love to hear a guy say that all your players that you drafted have a chance and potential to help your team win, to help your team get better. That's very important because you see some of the write-ups and guys are saying, hey, this guy's, here's a stretch, here's a guy that, you know, that's a little light, got it. But these guys can step in and help your team now. And I think that's what I love that Harbaugh, just his philosophy. His is like, you know what? Let's just get better. And you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have guys that can't play 50, 60 snaps, but they can come in, like I was talking about it earlier in the last couple pods, about having guys that can be spot players. That's going to come in for two plays and give you hell. Come in for two plays and whip someone's butt. Come in for two plays and they're going to go run, you know, go run a decisive route that you know that they're going to win. And they are going to be the focal point. And that's what you do with young players. I remember getting drafted with the Saints. And I remember Jim Moore, playoffs. You know, it was the way that he went about certain things. Like, look, I knew that necessarily I couldn't catch certain routes that he wouldn't have me run. But okay, let's run the flat route. Okay, let's run a little swing route and get the ball in my hand early and let me become a runner after that. And certain things that you do, okay, Lowe's good at this. We're not letting Lowe run a sweep. We're not pitching the ball to him. We're going to run him downhill in between tackle, get a block down. So guys and coaches that identify what players can do, and shoot, I had a great running back, Dalton Hill, your guy played for LSU, some good guys, and they saw certain things. Dude, this is what this guy does well. And I think Harbaugh and his staff, they're going to do a great job with these young players that people are anticipating. Say, oh, we can't expect much from a rookie. Yes, you can, because the system is going to dictate that, because the scheme that Harbaugh and this coaching staff is going to do, it's going to put his players in position to have success. They're going to have their opportunities.
Rookies have never been more ready to hit the ground running in the NFL. They play football their whole lives. They're playing. I mean, but, you know, it's no different than, you know, 50 years ago when you're playing Pop Warner and stuff. Yeah, I mean, kids play a lot, but just the coaching, the individual coaching, the development, it's microwaved nowadays compared to what it was. All right, our producer Lindsay got us some questions, so let's get some of these. Love the way Lorenzo places our minds in the huddle from back in the day. Concerning center, I'm wondering what the Chargers' long-term solution is going to be as Corey Linsley retires. Bozeman is a one-year fix. Not sure if Brennan Hymus is the permanent answer. Can Foster Sorrell plug in as center? What are our options? Your thoughts? Well, I think the first part of that is right. Bozeman is probably going to be the starter, was signed to be the starter. If he plays well, he's a young player. He'll get an extension. So they could have drafted one in the – certainly they had opportunities to draft one and though at that third, fourth, fifth round, and instead they opted to go different directions. So center, look, you can find centers. And I think we saw that in the last, in this past draft, the guys that kind of have been attached to the Chargers, right? You have the two, Jackson Powers Johnson and Zach Frazier, that end up going mid second round. You have the Norzad and Bortolini, I think, end up going in the fourth and fifth round. So you're going to find guys. So next year, if they got to draft a guy to replace them, then, you know, tackles are first round spots, you know, and then maybe a guard and maybe two. But outside of that, you're typically going to be able to get a center, you know, in the second, third, fourth round and find that center of the future. And I would just add this, Lo, we got Nick Hardwick, you know, you got Nick Hardwick coaching. So he's going to be able to find a center. You know, your assistant O-line coach is going to do a bang-up job of finding that guy.
Oh, no question. Nick's going to do a great job. But and then you also have to look at that work, how you build. You build from out. You look at the tackle. You already got a tackle getting ready to give him some money because how well this young guy played. Yes, but later, you have Joe out that's just getting in. So you got him for 5 years under control. So you're going to pay there. And then free agency, you're talking about you can find a center. Of course, the free agency next year, you can still go get another center that's saying, hey, look, we don't have to give up the form for centers. These are not guys that are going to get your $80, $90 million contract. These are guys that are middle of the road that you can go find a center. You can find centers. Tackles, they don't grow on trees. Centers, like you're saying, you are going to be fine. So I think that, I understand the question by the fans. They want to know, hey, look, is our center going to be okay? They're going to be fine. You're going to be fine because the center is a position that you never really see where both guards are covered. Very rarely do you have both guards covered in the National Football League. They don't play a solid front. That's mostly on goal line. So what does that mean? That means that your guards are going to have an opportunity to double team with the center. So your center is the position on the field that gets the most help in double teams than any other position, than the tackles, than the tight end. The center usually always have someone that can help him block because both guards are never usually covered.
And remember, you know, it's unfortunate that Corey Linsley, you know, ran into the health issue that he ran into. And he was in the conversation as the best center in the league. And the Chargers were able to sign him as a free agent away from Green Bay. And Tyler Biadasz just left Dallas, one of the best centers in the league, signed away as a free agent. Like, you're not going to get tackles as a free agent. You're not going to get premier tackles as free agents. You're going to get guards and you're going to get centers. They'll move. If you want to pay, Corey Linsley will leave Green Bay to come to the Chargers. Remember, and again, injury with Pouncey, you know, they signed Pouncey as a free agent. So, like, you can sign elite centers. Bozeman's familiar with what Greg Roman wants to do. Andy Bischoff mentioned that as well in the run game and what they want to do with running the ball. So they're comfortable with him. And he's a big dude. Bozeman is like 6'6", 320. He's a big guy for a center. So it's obvious what they're trying to build up front. And it's, we're bigger, we're stronger, we're nastier. We're going that way. We're not going this way. We're going that way. And that's how Bozeman fits in. Here we go. You can start with this one. Do you guys, from Frank, do you guys believe this is a better roster than last year?
I believe in certain positions. In certain positions, it's better. I think that when you think about the receiver position, I think it's more talented, more speed. You're not going to necessarily just replace a Keenan overnight. Right. We get that. So no, you don't. But I think that you're going to have more. I think you have more depth. I think you're going to be more universal. I think you can use more people. You have guys that understand. When you get a bunch of new guys and new blood that's in the building, and especially with the coaching staff that you have, I think it's a better overall, because you have changed not just the culture, not just changed players, but you changed the identity, because there's a new sheriff in town. So I think fans have to be optimistic. They don't understand, Money, yet what a man can do that comes to an organization that knows how to win, how he can change it overnight with the way that he teaches football.
Yeah. I'll say this. It's a different roster, right? It's much different. And I think you hit it on the head there, Lo, with depth. When I start going through the rooms, and like, to me, running back, is there a back on this team that is better than Austin Ekeler? I don't know. But I'd rather have J.K. Look, if J.K. Dobbins is healthy, yes, there is. There is a running back on this roster that is better than Austin Ekeler. Gus Edwards is a different back. But to have Dobbins and Edwards and what we think Kamani Vidal can be, I like the room better than Spiller, who was routinely inactive, Dotson, Josh Kelly. Like, I just think this is a better room. I look at linebackers. You might think I'm crazy to say it, but you tell me I have the option to go out with Kendricks and Kenneth Murray. Even though they're unproven, I would much rather go out with Junior Colson and Dayon Henley. I want to see that. I want to see it. I know what it looked like with Murray and Kendricks, and I would not have been comfortable running that back again. I think having Junior Colson, Denzel Perriman, and Dayon, a healthy Dayon, that's going to be better. Corners, they got to figure out. You know, last year, J.C. Jackson was a disaster, but you felt good about J.C., Mikey Davis, you know, Zant, and those guys. And so that's the one room that certainly is not, that they got to, you know, it's Christian Fulton. You're taking a flyer on that. You're hoping that he's great. O-line is better. Even though you started with Corey Linsley at the start of the year, I just, having Alton Slater as your tackles, I think Zion's a completely different player and the way they're going to scheme it up this year. So I like that. And then I think you kind of get into the D-line and it's the same. So when you put all receivers, obviously a step down. We're hopeful. We're hopeful that it's going to be better, but it's a step down, and you still got Herbert as your quarterback. So I don't know if it's better on paper right now. I like it better. I can tell you that. I like it. I feel a lot better about the scheme they're going to play. Like you said, the coaches are going to coach and what I think they're capable of doing. So let's see. We got one more, and then we're going to get out of here. What happened to our practice squad? Andrew Farmer, 1 year of experience. Maybe one of them can come up and join the offensive or defensive lines. Yeah, look, practice squad's important. And, you know, those guys are all still part of this team. They were signed to futures contracts. So you still have a lot of those players, CJ Okoye through the International Player Program, Gerard Clark, Christopher Hinton. You've got players that were on the practice squad last year that likely you know, because you're comfortable with them, they know the system. It's a different system now. So that's where the practice squad gets interesting, because you had players last year that Brandon Staley liked and thought he fit into his defensive system. And that's not the system anymore. So it's Jesse Minter. So it's probably going to change quite a bit. But a lot of those players are still, Farmer's still here. You know, a lot of those guys are still on this team. AJ Finley, those practice squad guys that, you know, got active for a couple games, they're still there and they'll still have an opportunity to earn a spot.
I think that's going to be the most change. I think when you're talking about practice squad guys, that's where you're going to see that Harbaugh is going to try to get these rookies, whether it's a Rice, whether, you know, who it may be, that's saying, hey, look, we're going to put these guys, these are young guys, we're going to build our way. So I think that is one of those that particular group will be totally different. So I think some of the veterans, like you said, they know how to play football. You're going to keep them. But I think the practice squad, that's going to be the revolving door, especially with Harbaugh era.
Quickly, I want to point out BetOnline, our partner. We love BetOnline. It's your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, NHL playoff stats, all the latest stats. They get you news, scores, follow your favorite teams, get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. So hit up the website today, BetOnline, or use your mobile device. They got that thing going, too, to get in on the action. It is BetOnline, where the game starts. It's a fun one. I enjoyed it today, Lo. Despite the fact the draft is over, there was only one free agent signing. Now, next week, we're going to get the schedule. We'll get the schedule released. So maybe we do this thing bright and early Thursday morning so we can react, or Wednesday night or something. We'll figure it out to kind of get into, are we going to Germany? Are we getting, you know, are we opening on Thursday night against the Chiefs on NBC to kick off the season? Do we have a bunch of money? Are we playing on Christmas? Are we playing on Thanksgiving? There are so many things that'll be interesting, considering, you know, it was only a 5-win team last year. Rarely do you get a lot of primetime games coming off a 5-win season, but
you got
Harbaugh and Herbert. You got the two H's. You got a superstar quarterback and a superstar coach, and those things tend to go a long way.
Absolutely. Maybe next week or the week after, to let the fans know that I'm going to be questioning you, Money, about which teams in the AFC West, who had the better draft, who won, who lost, and we'll get around the NFL with that too. I think that fans want to know who our competitors and our foes going to be as well.
Yeah, and we're still in free agency, man. Like you said, it's DJ Chark added, you know, former second rounder, 4-3 guy who's got a 1,000-yard season on his resume, was just added in the last few days. So they're still signing guys. They're still going to continue to sign guys. Appreciate you all for listening, downloading, liking, commenting, all those things. The YouTube video, if you want to watch it in video form, if you're listening to this on a podcast, all that stuff is available to you. And can't thank you enough for all the support. We'll be back again next week for Believe in Chargers.